So we currently have a trial called PALLAS, which is exploring the benefit of palbociclib in addition to hormonal therapy in higher-risk ER-positive patients. There are other trials getting underway looking at the other CDK4/6 inhibitors as well. So I do think right now we obviously have no data that this is going to be a beneficial approach, but it's certainly a question that we need to ask.
But this is phase III, and is it blinded? Do you know what she's getting?
This is a phase III trial. This particular trial is not blinded. There's no placebo control. And the rationale for that was that given the incredibly high rate of neutropenia with palbociclib, that there really would be no purpose in doing a placebo control because everybody's going to know which arm you're on.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
And it adds extra monitoring for the patients who are, if you're on a placebo, you don't need that. So this particular trial is not blinded. I think some of the other adjuvant trials may be blinded, and I think that's just a decision that different companies are making.
And is she getting the palbo?
She is. She just started. She just finished her post-lumpectomy radiation and was just put on the study. So I don't have much experience yet with her on how she's tolerating the palbociclib.
In other patients that you've seen, if you've had other patients who've got palbo, what do you typically see in terms of the counts? And is there any kind of quality of life thing that you can pick up in terms of toxicity or side effects?
Yeah, so I have a reasonable amount of experience with patients in the metastatic setting getting palbociclib, and it's variable. I mean, certainly neutropenia is very common, and many patients end up needing a dose reduction to deal with the neutropenia. But in terms of quality of life, I actually find that the things that we see from the clinical trial data would suggest that fatigue and diarrhea and some hair thinning are common toxicities. Certainly, neutropenia is present. I haven't had much trouble with my patients getting diarrhea for whatever reason. People do notice fatigue, and fatigue is one of those things that I think is very variable from patient to patient. Some patients really have a lot of trouble with it. Others don't at all. And I have no idea why there's this variability.